Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, a new day today. That's right. Well, it is a day like the rest of days over the past 5 billion years, right? We came along after many people born, grown up, turn old and die. We are experiencing the same life like others out. And so they go, so we will go too. So thank you for tuning into the program. You're listening to Cosmic Philosopher. I'm Tim Aldred, author of the book, Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies, by Narration. I tell you what, I'm weeping on the inside. I am really weeping on my inside. I come here and I talk things that I am convinced that the things that I'm talking about is crucial for civilized life, you know? And I'm doing it because I discover something. We have a brain to understand it. And we cannot instruct our brain. Our brain instructs us. And this is a world where people with good sense can live like they do not have sense. You see, it depends on the position that we think to take. And the truth is not in this, what I mean to say is, it is our humanity to think and to make discovery, to realize. That's for the civilized people. And my sense is, people who are not all that civilized, they are on a lower frequency and are unable to produce the standard of civility. You know, there are a lot of confusion in the world society today because we don't think properly. And once we are set off the channel or the frequency, and we begin to believe a lot of things that are not in keeping with civilized. And if we are to have a good life that we command, because we have got to want the right kind of life, we have to think, you know, how we get that type of life, how we are to think and behave, because thinking does not come from behavior. Thinking is an independent energy. So therefore, the spirit that we have that forms intent has got to be the agent that decide the fate of your life as you live every day. So you decide that you're not going to do this, you're going to do that. And you're thinking, you know, whether or not you're making the right decision and stuff like that. We have the ability to determine that. You know, anybody who's holding sense to determine between this and that, you're a powerful person. And all you got to do is use your senses the right way. Because anybody will go astray if they stop being sober. Have to be sober so you can see and identify stuff. Election. Right? Elect. And once we have the brain to make identification of something, and you have a sense of reasoning, distinguish between this result or that result. All right. Now, the confusion that is in the world today, you know, it's just a fact. The fact is, Black people are responsible for certain things that are happening in the world, but the context of their guilt. Is coming from a different angle, because there are a lot of things are the most fundamental evil that is going on the earth. The black people did not start those kind of a conduct. Let's say, easy to make my argument in this. What I read and know about America and who settled in America. Is that a whole lot of black live in America before European came here. Right? Which is true for all the other places that Indo-European invade and say they are conquering. In their brain, they need to conquer all black people. And they know they don't have any foundation of themselves to do those things. So what they do is take away the things that the black people have. Take it for themselves. And then they have a physical way of taking away what the black people have. So in the civilized existence, in civilized existence, no, those behavior are not acted upon at all. It doesn't, you know, it's not honest to begin with. And how is it that you're going to go out with your gun and decide to rob people of what they have? You didn't help them work for it, right? No, you don't. And you don't even know them and what they go through to be who they are and what they have. You don't know anything, but you know that this person has something over there in their dwelling, and you're going to go off, you're going to go there, you're going to break in, and you're going to take away. That's the mentality. That is not being civilized. We don't talk that in civilization. But yet still, this is the situation in the world today, where white people hunt down the black people, take away all of what they have, and they justify it by saying they have an uncivilized government, where the basis of them doing those things are not civilized in origin. They learn certain basic civilized way to which they could not do before. No sooner than they were able to do that, they were able to, like, you know, do mighty evil stuff. Because they find a way. It's like if you couldn't drive a motor vehicle, you know, even if you're getting a free automobile, it's no good to you because you can't drive. So you'd have to learn to drive. Now that you can drive, what do? You go all about and steal people's cars to drive them? No. So because you can drive, it doesn't give you liberty to be disorderly. You know, disorderly is doing the kind of things that are not good. It's not good to other people. You are offending other people. You're causing a lot of things to go wrong for people when you disrupt their order of life. And this is what the white people have done. That's what they have done. And because they cannot afford to give account for things, they take control of education and influence the education all over the world. That's what they do. Now, can they come from behind? Come from an experience that is Homo erectus, not civilized human. And with all of what they have been through to like enhance their humanity, they're still not civilized. And the bad thing is that they are causing the civilized people to lose their sense of what civilization is. I have found out what I grew up to understand as civility is people who have a certain knowledge of how to do a number of chores, and let's say you can read and write and stuff like that. So general common sense was what I thought civilization is. I did not know that civilization came by the creation of the hybrid people. Human civilization I'm talking about. Human civilization came about by the gods. Gods. The gods came and the gods create the hybrid people. Right? They created hybrid people. And that's how the world is full of civilized people. Because something happened in the world that caused white people to start saying that they are civilized and they are, you know, taking control. They did not get into power by being civilized. And the government that the white people are running, not a civilized thing. And how I know that? The World History textbook tell me that. The World History text tells me that. You see, and it is simply because I grew up in the church, believe everything in the church, until I was half a century years old. And since my consciousness, my consciousness is to be truthful, to be right, learn how to be right and be right. That's what I accept into myself as an attitude to live by. Based on everything that I know, I must behave so that I am at peace with you. And if we don't understand, if we don't get the knowledge of situation, and that when we read, we relate to situation the right way, then we have problems. If we don't understand words the way they were given to be understood, we will have problems. Because when we talk and relate to things, we are not relating correctly. And we do not know that. But we think we are all right. I can tell you this. I am from a family of 11 children. One passed away. He's the second child. And my eldest brother is someone that I revere. You know, because I am still under the impression of when we grew up in the home on the island of the British Dominion, Jamaica. A lot of Jamaican don't know anything about, you know, early 90s and slavery of our ancestors. They don't think about what we have inherited from those ancestors of ours, right? Don't think much about it. They don't know much about it. So the little that they know, it's not what the populace of the masses on the island, like 3 million people today. So, you know, we have multiplied. So back like 50 years ago, I don't know how much we increased up to now, but I mean, has to be over 50 years, you know, a good deal of people who die and people come into life and grow, turn adult and stuff like that. I can assure you, I go back to Jamaica now, I can hardly know anybody that I'm going to see. You see? Because they, like, if they were young when I was leaving and I see them today, how am I going to know them? I probably barely know some of them. I am saying that the way we grew up in Jamaica, it was solidly the church. Now, when I remember that Jamaica is as far as the Jamaican society is concerned, and when I live in Jamaica, until I was 27 years old. There was nothing but the church. I don't know of anyone that was not, let's say, it's like our indigenous, not humanity, but let's say whatever we become in Jamaica, it was not at all in us, it was not in us like our human indigenous way of life. No, that, no, we don't think that way. We don't think that way. You see, because it's, now, I am, you know, I live in my early 70s now, right? And back in Jamaica, when I was growing up, and, you know, say I'm 18 and 19 years of age and getting to know people and how, you know, the tendency of people is, my thought is on how nobody in Jamaica that I know concern about how we come to be Jamaicans, come to be known as Jamaican. Nobody at all. And going to church is just a golden desire to go to church. So if a people, if we African people are not coming from where the Bible is telling us, the Bible is given to us to inculcate us, for us to perceive things, to interpret things the way the Bible presents. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And in the beginning, God make heaven and earth. Now, I can say for sure that white people succeed in doing all these things we're looking at here. Slavery and abuse of a people who clearly we are not seeing that we are doing anything. That white people should hate us and want to make us slaves. I don't see we do anything, but guess what? If I want to say I don't care about us, then I'm doomed. I will not know anything. So who's causing the problem? We grew up in the church. The church is not our indigenous knowledge at all. It's heresy. It's blasphemy. And a whole bunch of stuff is going on, you know, beneath. I am seeing and hearing. There's much deeper than that. I never found anyone tell me about what's beyond the facade of society. What are we living down? You know, and what some of us just don't have a clue. Do not have a clue. All right. I was talking to my eldest brother today. We're talking on Skype. And he's in Jamaica, and I'm in Florida. And you know, I am so disheartened over the experience of talking to my elder brother, my eldest brother. He's like 83 now.
But he's in good shape. You know, who knows? If he looks younger than me, I can't say that for sure, but he sure looks good. Sure looks good. Sound good. However, where I am coming from, only the impression of the church. Now, back then, up till I was age 27, I was reading on fourth grade level. So there's no way I wasn't like breaking into what the world is really like, you know, reading at that level, and people around me are not thinking above where I am thinking, you know. I don't recall anything that was attracting my attention, and I wasn't realizing much. Whatever realization was going on with me, it was moving so slow that I am, you know, it's, I can only say I'm alive. I am alive. I wasn't doing bad things and carrying on, but I wasn't in no green pastures, you know, and lying beside the still waters. No. Come to discover about our human society is that it is in too much chaos on many different fronts because of these white people and the church. The church is designed to decimate civilized thinking. Black people don't think so. Because they don't think, invade our territory, wherever we are, and say that our territory belongs to them. Right? And they continue to modernize what they do because they are coming from a very raw, uncivilized level going up the human chain. You know, there are just certain thinking that blocks us out from understanding the generality of the civilized world. If we don't come to realize it, well, guess what? You'll talk like my brother, my eldest brother. The confusion in what my brother, eldest brother, expressed to me, it you know, it's enough to make me cry. When my brother said to me, he's not concerned about the past. Now, this man migrated to England from Jamaica and then went back to Jamaica to live. And so he himself learned to read higher than when he was in Jamaica. He'd go back to school and learn and have a very, very piece of knowledge that he's very proud of. Of course, I'm proud of him too. It is very notable to me that he has done that type of schooling so that it's like, you know, it's his vocabulary seems to be the high point of what he has learned. Now, when a human being says they are not into the past, they are into the present, in the context that you don't need to know anything of the past to help you to live better in the present. That, to my understanding, is one of the greatest uncivilized way of thinking. If you have that type of attitude about the past, you know, there were questions I wanted to ask my brother, and I could not, because I started to relate to him how my, there are some 10 of us now, and I said, I have done a number of things to help some of my siblings, right? And since I have done that, I am further away from them than back in days when I make certain efforts and act of love and interest in their lives. Because they all seem to turn into affluent Jamaicans now, and I have not, right? So we all come out of this slavery societal atmosphere in Jamaica where we were enslaved. Our parents don't know much of anything than what they know best was to have sex and have horse, right? And what we needed, the things that we need most of all is, yes, we need to be fed and clothed. But those are, you know, it's a package thing that we must have, you know, and parents should be able to provide those type of things for us. And what I see is the relationship that I grew up or we grew up in, it's all done. We some are in the UK, and some of us in America. Well, I have not changed from when I was a kid. I still think about my siblings. They are still inside my heart and in my mind, just like when we were kids back home, right? It appears like Jamaicans as a whole, they accustomed to the social atmosphere, the way people live in Jamaica, and we are coming from slavery. Social network. Our true self is suppressed inside of us. And one of my brother, one of my brothers, left the church. He probably was about 14 years of age. I realize now, not then, I realize now that this brother of mine I'm telling about has a much higher enlightened mind than the rest of us. Because, you know, out of, let's say, a good 10 of us, I exempt one who, of course, I can't hold at the same mental level like the rest of us. Yes, he was in the church for about 2 years. And mark you, very young, right? And, you know, not reading at the highest level that, you know, he could have. We are in the country. We don't have much access to proper schooling and stuff like that. So we get some, you know, school that we have to walk distance to get there and stuff like that. However, my brother realized that something is not right about the church. And there was an instance of people getting into what they call the Holy Ghost. And my brother, you know, was, they drew him into their spiritual anointing was doing, I was putting into effect. He thought he doesn't want any more of the church. And he left the church. Now, back in those days, talking about what was the early 60s, you know, coming out from, yes, in the early 60s. Those days, there is nobody at all that is thinking outside the box of the church. Now, when you have African people all inculcated with church concept about Adam and Eve in a garden. You know what that means? The white people, they have destroyed almost a good half of the African people's conscious life. You see, and what they do affect your entire body. But psychologically, you know, they damage like the better half of our consciousness. So many aspects of our lives, from growing up into church, is destroyed, and we don't know. Because our parents didn't think anything wrong about the Bible at all. Time my parents deceased, just a little before, I started to, reasoning began to take hold of my thinking. In that I am looking at issues and I'm thinking, and then my mind begin to work, open up my senses to understand certain things and for me to record these things and let what I know affect my good desire. So I am saying to you, we're not in good shape at all, because when white people come and take our wealth away from us and say they have a right to do it and say that their God tell them to kill us and take what we have. Well, we know clearly, I know law that they say they create, right? I know a calendar that they create, but they only do these things because of us. and what has been established with us by the Elohim gods, right? And that if there were no Elohim, there wouldn't be any civilization. Because if they did not create us, we wouldn't be created. Because we are not created based on the Christian Bible. And Adam and Eve in a garden, those things are impossible to be true. And when I say that, I mean it. And anybody who would like to have a talk with me about these issues that I'm talking, I clearly I clearly desire to talk. I want to talk with anybody who is able people who are able to talk, you know, speak to know or to dispense knowledge. And I am saying it is something that bothers me, because if we have people who hold us hostage and victims and do the kind of stuff that they have done, we did not do it to anybody. Chinese don't do it to anybody. And we are all polytheistic people together. They managed to get the Arabs and poison them. The sodomite idea of the world that they want. They want a world orderly and chaotic, you see. That's what white people want. And they want sodomy to be the way of life. It's not a joke. I'm not joking. Because everything that they have is phony, is artificial, is unnatural, everything. And they make up those things because they want to control everything and control the people who are civilized. They are not civilized. They are sodomites. But they don't care. They want to rule us anyway. Now, which some bad things happen that black people are not paying attention to? Which black people have inalienable rights under the Constitution? What they call America U.S. Constitution. What black people have inalienable rights? Do you know inalienable? Rights. When a right alienable, you understand what that means? All right? It's like your parents. You're the beneficiary of the wealth that your parents passed and left behind for you. Right? That's inalienable. Nobody can take that. By law? No. All right. Well, the thing is, there is government in this world. And government that serves the civilized people. Only the white people are exempted from the government that been here long time ago, because they are not a part of civilization. And look at what they do, claiming that they have a government and they have big military to go out there and talk about they are guarding the American people. Bullshit. They're not guarding no American people. They are guarding the wealth that they steal and they must maintain it under their rule. That's what it is. They are using the military to destroy the Africa. Because remember, the world is full of African civilization. That these white people are using their bureaucracy, false bureaucracy, that I'm telling you right now, that gets shot. Because A.D. Anadamani is not getting away with this. A.D. Anadamani is not civilized government. And moreover, for them to be talking about, they are governing the black hybrid people. Who are the hybrid people that they don't want to write about? Now is the time for them to get some sense. And they have been trying to get some sense. Well, right now, you're expelled. Right? And if you think you have any civilized sense, you get back to Europe, where you come from. And if you're going to read this and talk about this is yours, it means that, oh, you are that uncivilized? White people have turned the Western world upside down. You want to tell me that you don't learn any better yet? Still uncivilized that much? Honestly? What about honesty? You don't know what is honesty yet? You don't know who is a criminal? Yes? Come here and kill people? You know, break down their door and go in their house and kill them? I mean, they're civilized too? Or that the uncivilized sodomites who have problems to achieve? Because what black people now claim they achieve, they steal it. See? So black people is like, you don't have no win to win with these sodomites around. They don't have any authentic government law to sustain civilized action. White people don't have anything. Bring the Constitution, come, and you will find out what the Constitution is. How did they get here to begin with? How did they get into Palestine? How did they get into Egypt? How did they get into New Zealand, Australia, and in first of all into Europe? When I say Europe, I mean into Italy. Into Italy, where the Roman king ruled and the dynasty of kingship ruled there, let's say, over 200 years. Right? And that's the place that they overthrow the king and take away St. Peter's Basilica, what we know where the Pope is today. That's where they have stolen everything that the king had. The military and the dress code. They're in the history book, and people won't read to find out. So that when you hear conversation, they're not talking key issues to decide anything. Now, the world and the principality supposed to rule. When you have criminals come in and pretend and use some kind of a method that, you know, people don't understand, don't see, and they get criminal access. That's what white people have. Criminal access. And it means, whereas they think that they have demolished
the kingship government on earth because they think we human beings are too stupid and they can do something else and, you know, get full credit for what they do and control us with what we have. This is the way things are carrying on, because if you start reading the world is a crook, you will not see once, you don't see nothing about democracy. There's no democracy. Right? And everything that these white people have are bogus. Running government, it's only assumed. It is assumed that they are Roman Republic or Roman Empire. Only assumed. They were not. Take it back to the world is a textbook. And these white people are sodomites, still don't have good sense. What do you see these white people doing that you are satisfied? Yes, they are to rule over black people. What do they do with taking like police department and provide white people to interfere with black people's life? Because if black people are having problems, white people are sodomites. They are sodomites. They don't have anything to do with black people. But here they come. They want to fuck your ass and everything. And about, you know, they have all the social services that people supposed to have. Not for black people. If they want that, they must go to their indigenous land. That's where they're supposed to go. But they hear and think that, oh, they have enough power to tell us that we must make, you know, pay taxes and, you know, they sell us land and until you can't even buy it. These people, under the assumption of the government that they claim to have over black people are pushed to the brink and don't realize it. And they have a whole lot of leverage that is only certain restraint why they don't pull the plug at all black people. Yes, that's true. That is true. How do you think Donald Trump get these people to pull off this thing up in the Capitol on what, May 6th or somewhere there? How do you think? How do you think he did it? They are wrong. They're not government. You see, so all you're going to talk about the Second Amendment and gun control and stuff like that, you're talking to stock-steering criminals. Federal government. It's 100% bogus, fraudulent. FBI, Secret Service. They cannot stand up to your face and talk to you about it. If you wanted to talk about it, they can't. And you see, you can't deal with their court system. For real, people don't have no coverage under what these sodomites establish. You see what I mean? And it's just a matter that real government is not recognized. The people are supposed to stop to carry on their own kingship government. No, allow these mad, honest fucking white people to come in and talk about they have law, Adian Adamani, and it is founded upon Jesus Christ. Oh my God. You want to tell me we allow them to do that? Magots in there with all black characters? I say the curse. The curse. Because there is just no way this life can be enjoyed with these white sodomites. We take over everywhere from black people. And black people cannot make an argument to be extricated from these these underground barbarian white people who's making themselves like they are the ones that first know science on earth. And when none of that is true, these folks don't have a history to represent themselves. You see? And all they're doing is write, and write things for black people to think completely different from what the world really is. And they have the right to reconstruct your sexual life, reconstruct your spiritual life, and reconstruct your historic life too. That's what these sodomites were joking, body, stinking body, all the time. They come now and talk about they're ruling over black people. Why don't you talk to me about it? Talk to me about it. And now, black people no longer know the line between them and sodomites. Because they come and make you know that you have to accept them. Because you believe in A.D. and Adamani. Anything you read about A.D. and Adamani, you will never find an authentic foundation, the basis on which they create A.D. and Adamani. It is as stink as you can smell it. Talk about A.D. and Adamani. It's not. I'm telling you, you show me one thing that you can say their government is authentic. Show it to me, because the government can't be authentic unless you go to the bottom, the root of where they're coming from with it. They come here as criminals, and we have it on record. They themselves write it, how much of us they kill, okay? And now they gain this criminal rogue dominion. And what have they done with it? How many black people have they just snuffed out their breath? You see? You're talking about the leaders. We're not talking about some wild white people round the road here. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about when they invaded territories. All right? That's what I'm talking about. Is what kind of sense? What kind of a civilized sense do they have to go everywhere we have to go? And they did not go and create any habitat, you know, either in Europe or elsewhere. But no sooner than black people come out who are civilized and, you know, don't ask them no favor, you don't ask them for nothing. We go out and we raise up places and stuff like that. We are civilized. We just came here the other day. They are up there for 2 million years. Come on, let's get to it. You see, because they think that we have no sense. It's why they take the liberty. You know, see? The world believe now in Jesus Christ. Right? And too many sensible people are around that know better, but they cannot talk. These sodomites are going to get you. Sodomites going to get you. And while they're in Washington, they're behaving like, oh, they are running a good government. White House. Where White House come from? Where the concept of White House come from? All these people come and 400 years. We are up to like must be 46 president now or something like that. Now, you just imagine. And no black people have been able to find out what the problem is. Because every one of them going to church with a Bible. Not a history book. Not even a dictionary. These are the books that control the life of civilized people. These are the books. Right? World history textbook. Dictionary. That's it. You don't see a dictionary in the church. You don't see a world textbook in the church. Why they can't preach about it? Because these fucking white sodomites put that as a part of the concept of the new world order that they set up. You must have a different perception of life. And you're a hybrid. You're not coming from hominid. You're coming from Homo sapiens and the blood of the Elohim gods. Right? They are seeing to it. No. If we remain under polytheism, they could not touch us. And right now, if we realize they can't touch us either. They can't dismantle everything that they're doing. They don't belong here. They don't belong in our territory. And if you're out there and accept that they have legitimate rights, you are done away with. You are done away with. Because you don't worth anything, if that's what you believe. If you believe Adam and Eve was in a garden, and they can't tell you in the Bible where that garden was, you're an idiot. You don't worth anything. Because you're not thinking right. When last you do a business, and this business is having someone in a contract to do something, and the other party, you're going to pay to do the thing. And the person will supply the thing, and you pay. Now, let's say this is a serious business. It costs, you know, a bit of money. And this person wants to make promise with you. Fulfill their obligation. But they don't want to put it in writing. You want to just talk about it on the side. Would you go for that? You don't go for that. You know, you don't make somebody sweet talk you into that. No. No, you don't do that. So here we are. We need to realize something, that the world is not what we grow up and see it to be, and only a record of the past. If you know, like, the past 40 years, you know, recount all the days of 40 years ago, when you're, like, say, 20 or 25 years of age, you know, so now you have a good recollection of so much of your life is lived and stuff. Just think of how everything becomes forgotten, you know, because you're talking about after all the commotion of the day in all the different groups and duction that people, things that people are doing, 40 years ago, what become of them? The same setting that we have going on here today. Another 40 years from now. Well, you know, there's a whole lot of people alive today won't be alive for the next 40 years. You won't, right? What these white people are doing, they are smothering the black people's understanding. That's what they're doing. Because right now, you're not going to get a lot of black people undo their belief in the Bible God that begot a son. They're not looking at all these dogs, fleas, all bunch of honest mental thinking that they use to turn black people idiots. Black people now look for that. Because this God that you say you're serving and stuff like that, look at the kind of stuff that God takes credit for. And you can't get black people to see that there's a different reality in the world. You can't get them to see that, because that stuff that you push into their head to believe it, it turns truth by now. And they would have to go through a lot of nervous pain to understand that, which they did claim to know was not the truth. It's difficult. It is difficult to undo beliefs that you have going on in your brain for quite some time. It's hard to get rid of it. And the only thing that is, I see, will make a person persevere to get purge is if that they realize it's really, they see something that show them something is really wrong, and they want to get delivered from these monkey jungle type of biblical understanding. My friends, it's funny that the intangible part of the humanity, oh, if you're not thinking, you can't create anything tangible. Now, tangible don't make the intangible. Intangible make tangible. So as when you're thinking, if you're thinking properly, you can cause a lot of good things to happen in life, because you're taking that intangible thinking where you are shown to do tangible things. But it don't work vice versa. Time you rebuke a evil, that evil is vulnerable to your curse. That's when it's right. But, you know, if you mix up into and defile yourself, if you defile yourself and not onto reality, no, you're gonna perish. You're going to perish. I want the life that exists on this earth by the gods and the civilized world to stand. Let the civilized world stand up, not sodomites. Sodomites must go back where they originate. And don't come and tell us that you own this, you own that. You don't own nothing. You know, it may be so that even your underwear, you don't own it, because what did you bring here to serve you until you get to this stage in life? What did you bring here with you? No, you come here and start stealing and killing us. And now it's time for you to face it. You got to get out. You got to get out. Get out. And so will the Almighty see to it that you don't reap the sweet of what you think you have. You're going to find out that black people are and was not the kind of people that you should begin to like take on their character and use it whichever which way you want it, and because you have a gun and all these kind of stuff, you don't see us trying to suck aisle no guns. You see. And few black people have guns, you see, because it's different with black people and what black people think. And now the whole bunch of confusion that bother us is a problem. But once one gets out, 2 follow, 3 follow, and continue on until, you know, you who think you have reaped the gold and sodomite is on top. One thing is for sure, regardless of what spoil the black people suffer because of these white people who want to drag the world down on a frequency where you don't have the spiritual enlightenment. They don't want you to have none of that, you see? So they don't want to go into astronomy. Anyhow, they're talking about astronomy or astrology, or talk about anthropology and things of this nature. These sodomite concept of the world. The one where they said God make Adam and Eve in 6 days. The world make the world in six days and rest on the seventh day. That's their concept of a world. That's no more than the dogs think. You see? But you see, these white people, they don't want to agree with anything civilized about the black people. They do not. You better understand that. They want a world that thinks sodomy is right. And you see, they write the Bible and make you think that, okay, Adam and Eve was in a garden. And although they cannot tell you where the garden is, but they want you to act like you know where it is. Mm-hmm. No, the white people know that nothing they say about Jesus is true. They know nothing they say about a God, a spirit God, and a God begat a son. They know it's not true. They know it is not true. If they thought it was true, as many of them that I have spoken to, they would be able to say it. No, they run away from questions they cannot answer and drum down inside of your thinking. Believe on the Lord. Believe. Where is the Lord? The Lord is a fucking sodomite. That's what the Lord is. Jesus Christ. He's a fucking sodomite character. You want to think that Jesus, died on a cross for your sin? Turn the Bible, say that. No prophecy fulfilled. Read the Bible good. There's no prophecy fulfilling there about no Jesus Christ. There was nothing about a prophecy about no Adam and Eve. History talk about Adam, the Adam who, and Eve. Right? It's nothing at all. The Bible don't have any credibility to take up historic extracts and write it like that are the truth. These fucking ass truth that they sell to black people in the Bible? Huh? So I want you to understand that the world, it's not necessarily what you're saying. Because the way I grew up in Christmas and Easter and all this kind of stuff, and the church being the only entity that we go and, you know, and prostrate our souls and want to be saved, there's no saving plan. In certified history, there is nothing happening in the world for no Adam and Eve fall from grace. Nothing at all. But they, by them getting us to believe in Adam and Eve, they get a chance to make a calendar called AD and Adam and Eve and Jesus. That's what is happening. That world does not exist. I know that. But listen. The oldest known human fossil fossils were Asian specimens of Homo erectus. Now, listen to this. The oldest known human fossils were Asian specimens of Homo erectus. Now, this makes a lot of sense to me. I cannot, like, say, you know, take this like it's science knowledge, right, about existence. It sounds with sense to me, all right? And you're talking about, say, 2 million years ago, when other writings tells me about the Homo erectus in Africa and how they left Africa and go over into Europe. This, we're talking about the white people and their ancestors. The white people ancestor, like the primary one, is Homo erectus. Okay, they interbreed with others, or at least two other higher class bloodline that they intermingle miscegenation with. And I don't have to talk about that. I just want to talk about what is their primary. And don't you know, they don't write no history to tell you that, because they don't want black people to know nothing about them. They want you to think about them not like they, you can eat their shit. That's the way they treat black people, that, you know, black people eat white people shit. That's the way they talk about it. Okay? So they make it like, you know, upstairs, well-furnished, and down at the bottom, halfway furnished. That's the way these white people behave. Because they expect that black people will never know the reason why they are ruling today. And it's bogus. And we can't figure it out. That's what they thought. That's what they thought. But I assure that I don't see anybody want to talk to me about what I said it weren't, it's just textbook says. About the Roman king in Italy, in Rome, Italy. Right? And who is it that overthrew the king? The kingship. The king that the gods set up, kingship government. And there are a group of Romans that are titled Roman, black people called Roman, and the black Romans also are called Etruscans. They rule as king in that dynasty till the last one is the last king, Tarquinius, Lucius Tarquinius, is the last king that they overthrow. And from then, why are we in a quandary over who is Romans from who is not? White people could never be Romans, you see? And they don't want to show themselves as Indo-European. They don't want to manifest themselves everywhere they are. They call themselves something else, not Indo-European. So when they are out, when they come and they overthrow the king in Rome, they said it was honorable men overthrow the king. Who are the honorable men? Search me. Who are the honorable men that overthrow that man? These sodomites don't write who overthrow the king. Thing connects to them. You see, it's just that you will have to do some reading to find out who are the noble men. You see? See, they call the king that they overthrew super boss. And I am convinced in myself they are the ones that call him super boss. It's not a complimentary name. And any chance they get to draw the black people's blood, they do it. Especially when they want to kick you out of their way. That's what these sodomites do. Now, what about the founding of the city Rome? That again. The two brothers that they wrote in history that found the city Rome say they have a wolf, a black wolf. If you've seen that picture, you know, online, it's a big wolf, you know, look like can be mother of dozens of young ones. And they have the two boys, Roman black boys, right? They have them, the wolf breast. Now, and they put that as the official monolith or whatever you call it, that represents the founding of Roman city. You know what I mean? It's like you're entering into a city and they put up, like a signboard or some decorated board and welcome to this the city, right? Right there, they have this black wolf. And these two boys are underneath the wolf sucking the breast. That's not human, you know, nurturing. And they want to say a wolf developed the two guys that they didn't have any parents or stuff like that. They are gods. They are the wealthiest that ever exist. You see, they come from the gods. So they are no less but demigods, right? Rich in the blood of the Elohim. So why are they doing those things? Why the white people are doing those things? And yet they take away all the places where the gods dwell. They don't do too well with the Egyptian things. I imagine they ravage and steal, you know, things. Because that's what these white people do. That's what white people do. Now they want the world to think that they are not criminal in America. Why the court system and all the systems are, why it's not criminal? I mean, look at the context. Whereas, if you work in America now and the sodomite republic, they have it's like they're scamming the world. You know, they chase Africa out of business. And they now are the ones who are ruling. And talk about they have United Nations and all this kind of stuff. These are fucking, I mean, uncivilized things carrying on in the God's world. You see, and you don't see none of the ministers in Africa. You know, you're none of them say anything about what these sodomites white people are doing to black people. None of them. But talk about that. I mean, none of them say anything about I mean, these sodomites come into Libya and kill Gaddafi. None of them. What am I talking about? Talking about. Black people lock them tail and run gone from the top to the bottom. Speak the truth. Speak the truth. Because I tell you, they don't have anything on their side when they don't have the truth. And they feel like they have the money, they have the power, and too much money, and they still don't want black people to have much of our money at all. Right? A.D. Anna Damani is invalid, 100%. It is illegal by the kingship government set up on earth, kingship. And there will be no other government but that. An inalienable right don't come with so-called United States Constitution. You know, I have no inalienable right there. Inalienable, no right you have is inalienable. These are criminals that are doing all sorts of stuff who can produce a better effect. They keep them down. They keep them down because they have the weapons and stuff like that. You see? And any resistance they get is not resistance like me. They get resistance of people who mingle up with democracy. Because there's hardly anybody out there who don't accept democracy as the right rule. They never consider to look over the line and what is over the line. You see, because you're calling over Yasso, A.D. Anna Damani. But what was over the B.C. world? Can't tell. You cannot tell. Well, how could we have the present without the past? It is not possible. Okay? All right. Let the good Lord be merciful to us. We bless and honor them. Because here we are as human beings, as helpless, and as fragile as we are, we take over and behave like we are the ones who cause good things to be. Because we have a little sense to create certain things and do certain things, but we never originate with that. We don't evolve with that. And we who are created by genetic manipulation, we can only manifest what is put into us. We're not going to manifest anything else. Male and female manifestation. So what I'm saying is a lot of people are quick to say you can't change city hall. What is city all? Kind of sound good, but check out the facts. What is city all? You know? And it is time for us to understand that nobody don't fall the rain except Jah. Zeus. You know? The gods, them. They fall rain. They set the season. You know? Yeah. And they call, you know, they call drought and they call water. You see, cause the river Nile, I think it's the river Nile, to start the first big human civilization. Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. And who dredged those rivers in Africa? It's the gods that came here. Physical performance. Dredge, excavate those rivers. Yes. And started the first big civilization. Water, 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 water. Irrigation. And if you read about Mesopotamia, you will see that the place had a lot of irrigation. You see? And these sodomites that go and begin to terrorize the civilized tell you that some of these places that they go and try to take it over, they were not good at irrigation. They didn't know how to handle irrigation. That's what they say. Look, I like to talk about these fundamental things because I think that they carry a certain value that if somebody thinks or begin to think about chaos and the reason why we know very little about our humanity, you know, it's simply because we are not in alignment. We need to be in alignment. Because where we are today and what we think is true, or, you know, what we think is true and what we think is true, we believe it. And we don't read much of any history about our history at all. We read the Bible because we think to, you know, oh, it's so sweet to trust in Jesus and thank God, you know, for my life and God do this and God do that. You never read to find out if that God is a real civilized story. Remember, the Bible is no different than a person that makes broom. You know, a broom you make to sleep. The broom is not a certified thing. Somebody just get the thrash, and you know, put this thing together, put a piece of stick in there, and pull on those stuff, and you go out, and you know, you have a broom. You know, you don't carry no certification. No. Well, so is the Bible. The Bible doesn't have no certification whatsoever. You see, so putting the Bible together is just like a man put a broom together. Anything else like that. Now, why are people submitting to the Bible God as God who make the heaven and earth? That's it's Jesus and God. Two homosexuals they put in the Bible as creators. Homosexuals, you're worshiping because the God that they have in the Bible is nothing less than a sodomite character. You see? And they are telling you it's the both of them met heaven and the earth. And there is no proof of a spirit God doing anything because they can't even find out where Adam and Eve was put when they were created. Where on earth positioned to start their life? Where is that spot of land? There, none at all. And we are so mindless, lack of judgment, lack of interpretation, lack of scouring stuff to find out what is true here. You're not into that. You just believe that God is for real, and you hear the thunder clap, boom, 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 thunder clap, and you attribute that to the God in the Bible. You know, and it can't be anything else. But the God in the Bible, I draw thunder. And nothing don't go like that. Nothing don't go like that. And you're taking it from a Bible that's no different from a broom. It has no certification. The Bible has no certification about Adam and Eve. How the hell you going to, like, your life worship, you know, Jesus, that you can't find any place in the Bible that assures you, you can find where Jesus' life began. No, imagine all that. That's a disgrace that you have a black man sitting on the foundation, is the foundation of what they're talking about, a white Jesus in the Bible today. These white people get black people to do anything because black people are afraid of them. You see, they authorize the entire world to carry on, right? And nobody cannot tell them that they are fucking sodomites. That's why they're doing the black people the kind of stuff that they're getting out to them. You see what I mean? You don't have what it is to tell them. But they would talk to you if you want to talk to them. You see, if they know you want to talk to them, some of them will might want to talk to you, especially if they see everything is crumbling around them. They want to talk to you. But we don't need to talk to them beyond say, look, bro, no, you come here as a criminal. First, your imperial colonialism. It's a criminal thing, you know, that just get out. That's all you need to do. You know, expel. See? And cut out this whole bunch of uncivilized stuff that you've been carrying on. See? You accumulate a lot of things that don't belong to you, and you're not willing to give up the things that you have stolen from us. Because you live on theft. And yet still you want people to think that you're independent and you have all the wealth you need. Where do you get it from? Where do you get it from? You know what I mean? I mean, fucking ass street tunnel, not us. We don't want to know in our, when you think that because you can fuck us, you have a right to bully us where we live. What is the honesty in that? There is none. We don't do it. It's time. We're telling you, stop it, because all the plagues are there. And you will deal with the plagues and all that join the plagues. White people, get into your own territory. Go mingle with Unu self. That's what Unu Fido. And don't take us for granted. We never fight with no sword or nothing like that. Here's something else. We don't not getting distracted after nothing. Is what works now is that you and your church go back where you come from with it. It don't belong to polytheism people. And your attitude of coming from where you illegally and come to our places and begin to, like, you know, like, suck it to us, like, this is yours and we come and invade. You turn it all around. Like, we are the one invading you who are indigenous here. That's not the truth. So now, why should we bow to you when we know who we are long time ago and know that you all are fucking sucking shit? Okay? And you want your Mary shit. And you, that's what you bring the Bible and Jesus here for. Tell about Jesus made the heaven and the earth, and they decree to make the world. Look how high these white people are thinking. And look how low they see the right proper people there. You reap what you sow. So when the gods will send the pestilence and the turbulent, dreadful force to sweep you know all away. Remember, I told you so. So let's talk about, they don't want to talk about where they are coming from. I don't know if you noticed. You can't find any history book because they are hiding under the World History textbook. You know that? The white people are hiding under the World History textbook. And guess what? The World History textbook speak of the black people, the Hebrew people. But they turn Hebrew people. They turn everything. They turn Jews. They turn everything these people turn. Right? But they don't call themselves Indo-European. They call themselves something else. Like Jews and, you know, they used to be Gentiles. 2,000 years ago, they called themselves Gentiles. Right? And then Gentile was being used widely like anything else, like everybody had Gentiles. Jews and Gentiles. Those things are not true. These folks make them. They make them up. These white people make up all of these stuff. And then they call themselves by the name. They call the places they steal. They call it always have something to do with the black people because they can't use themselves. They're sodomites. They are conscious of the nature of being criminals and insensitive to life. They know that, but they can't help themselves. They're frightened about being able to read and do some things. And they can't see that they should make life on their own. Don't run after black people and take what they have and kick them out like when they have nothing. That's what they do. Put the black people in a position where they cannot help themselves. That's what these sodomites do. Okay? And you don't understand because you join them. The black people joining them. Chinese doing business with them. You don't do business with them. You don't do business under AD and a dominant because it's not a legitimate calendar. They're using it to kill off the black people. That's what they're doing. I am not wrong, and nobody's willing to prove the contrary. I am right. I'm talking history. I am talking history. And if you don't want to leave history, well, join the perishing gang. Because this is what is really happening now. We gone blind. Groping against the wall, these sodomite people, with them dirty, dirty, uncivilized mind, they are bullying black people and fool you about the law that they have to control you. AD anno domini is not law. Research where it come from, and you will know it does not cover any African people. They steal and strip away every inalienable right from the African ethnic people. That's a fact. These white people look into your face and make you feel inferior. It's not what history says. They are the ones that make up the church. Black people never make up any church. All right? Now, everything, they turn it upside down. It's like they are the first one to become enlightened and civilized. And they don't have one moment of civility in their life. Not even one. They are fooling people like they are, they're fooling you that they are civilized when indeed They are trying hard to behave like they are civilized. That's what they're trying to do. You know, you see some of them now sporting with women like they were always sporting women. A lie. They sport the ass. You know, sex, where they get it from. And they can't see that something like that is grossly uncivilized. Don't bring it to black people. No, they don't care. They want black people to come under A.B. Anna Domini. Yeah? Bring me a case. They think that they have all this smart and we don't have none. Well, give it time. They will find out who have the sense. Because all them whole bunch of Sodomite madness, things that they say in the Bible, making up a criminal new world order, Armageddon, and all these kind of stuff, they drive black people to the witch end. You see, because all of these things that they set up and have people living by, Christmas and Easter and stuff like that. I mean, you want to tell me these things should have been obliterated a long time ago, but these white men with their sodomites, they're not letting go of the sodomites' hands. You see? And this is what is happening. We're black people just decide to just ride it out until them dead. All right. Listen to this. Oldest known human fossils were Asian specimens of Homo erectus. The Indo-Europeans are indeed, just a minute. Yes, the Indo-European are indeed offspring of the Homo erectus that evolved from based hominid. They are working hard to become sodomite ruler of the Elohim, God's resources on earth, dominating the hybrid of people. Yeah. The extinct ancient human Homo erectus is a species of first, dominating. Oh. Not dominating. The extinct ancient human Homo erectus is a species of first. Was the first of four relatives to have human-like body proportions. To have human-like body proportions with shorter arms and longer legs relative to its torso. It was also the first known hominid to migrate out of Africa. And possibly the first to cook food. So what are we talking about now? We're talking about the early ancestors of the white people, of civilized human beings. Now, what has happened? They interbreed with the Neanderthals. And that Neanderthals and the black people derive from the same ancestor. So to whatever extent humans, civilized humans, are Homo sapiens, is to, at that level, make us relevant with Neanderthals, because we are these two subgroups. But our subgroup did not come out in form that the Neanderthal came out. If so, it would mean that the gods themselves created the Neanderthal, because Neanderthal did not come out of the hominid. So it's reasonable deduction. Some of those things, I guess, they are someplace else and not in the you know, that portion of history that get, you know, let's say, I don't have that part of the history, but I have the part of the history that divided hominid from Homo sapiens, right? So I can address the Homo sapiens and the two subgroups that came out from Homo sapiens, and that is the Neanderthals and us, the Homo and us, the black people. We are a subgroup that came out from Homo sapiens, black people, and Neanderthals. All right. Now, it's easy to figure out. White people did not leave Europe. From they left Africa 2 million years ago or so, or 1.8 million years ago. They could only make a fire, right? They don't have civility to create things happen in the tangible world, right? So psychologically, they don't have what it takes to do stuff. We Homo sapien subgroup, the ethnic bunch of civilized people, we are instantly made civilized because we have the blood of the gods. So what it took for Homo sapiens to become full, it wasn't put inside of them. Homo sapiens was not completely civilized, but they were very close, based on my understanding of it. All right, so now, when the Homo erectus offspring mingle and interbreed with Neanderthals, it pushed them higher up on the ladder of civilization. It put them higher up because now they have the blood of the Neanderthal to the Homo erectus offspring, the white people. They are benefited, the white people are benefited by the Neanderthals and make them more human. That's what happened based on what I read. Now, if we are just remain Homo sapiens, we would not be who we are here today. We would be something else. But the fact that we are mixed with with the God's blood, it's a whole different story. Because we gone into the ultimate of civilization. Okay? Civilization blood. When the God decided to create us and use the Homo sapien blood as a base, that changed the entire description of lower human being from higher human being, because we are the only perfect human being, the hybrid, and the only surviving species, right? In the Homo genus. Now, so we are far above just the third development of human beings. We get to the top of it. Now, what I'm saying to you, when the white people are riding on the back and on the head of the black people, all of their prosperity, they are getting it from the black people. And they are using the black people to suffer a mighty long time to discover what the white people are doing. You see what I mean? Yeah, it takes a mighty long time because they have turned the black people into, from polytheism to being sodomites. In one way or the other, you become a sodomite or a sodomite sympathizer. You sympathize for sodomites who were at Lot's house and wanted to screw his visitors, his male visitors. You think the Bible and your belief in God is something that you see perfection in what the Bible say about God foreknew all things and ordained all things? You satisfy that God make all things perfect? Is that your see? Now, so I'm telling you, what we have, you know, is a big, big, big challenge to realize what the history said. You know, and if you want to go ahead with the Bible, well, you will have to accept what you get. Because as long as you decide what you want, well, you will have to live with that. But now I am saying that the problem is that white people are really juggling the black people who don't understand what they're doing. They can't leave where they come from and tell you that they're coming to kill you and stuff like that. But it's like it was a nice thing for them to do. That's the way they talk about it. And they don't talk about it like it is a sin. They say their God will tell them, oh, we come do and kill off the black people. Then. That's what they say. That is what they say. I can read it to you. Now, so come on to say that in terms of species survival, Homo erectus is a huge success story. Fossil evidence for Homo erectus stretches over more than 1.5 million years, making it by far the longest surviving of all the human relatives. All right, so because they mingle up with the Neanderthals, that's why they live so long, and come and mingle up with the black people, some of the black people as well. You see, that's why they are destined to be extinct. You see, because all of the Neanderthals, they're gone, except these offspring, they mingle up with them. You know, so why are they gone? You know, so these Homo erectus offspring, they get something enhancing. You see? So, but it's a different case to mingle the hybrid blood with these white people, right? All they do now because of that is to trick the black people, since they are outright criminals, they don't use their proper identity. See, and that's why up to today, a lot of that is causing a problem because we don't know or understand these white people enough. And we're not going into the direction to find out exactly who they are. So they can cover up themselves and we just go about our business. We don't want to know. We don't seek nothing. That's what got us where we are. We don't care. You know, we don't care. And we are not seeking out the best interest of the law of life that keeps us. So now, it is so that their ancestors are found, you see? And now, see, they have found a way to exist, you see, better than their Homo erectus or Neanderthals. These white people find a better way, are able to breed with black people. You see, all of what they talk about, black people, this and black people, that. But they're white men, you know, under slavery, just take the black women them and fuck them in every kind of way they want. You see, these criminals found a way to conquer the black people who have the right to control the world. Yes, you can't control the world unless you have two things. You either have the right power or you have the gunpowder power. You see? And which one conquer the other one? Assure, not the gunpowder. I know the gunpowder, okay? It's the intellectual force that you have. You can't beat that. And when you don't have that, you go to church. Because these sodomites, they know why they seek to dominate. You see, it is because they cannot really dominate legally and civilly. They can't. They are not civilizing one thing that they are doing today. Not even one thing. They'll never be civilized. They cannot be civilized because that's an act of nature. And if nature don't make them civilized, they're not. They can enhance as much as they want, right? They will always dig in the hole deeper and deeper for themselves until they break away and cannot and lost themselves. This is what is happening. Now, so I am saying here is this. In terms, okay, compare this to our own species, Homo sapiens, which has been around for perhaps 400,000 years or so. But so about 400,000 years so far. And we begin to appreciate their ability to survive over a long period marked by many changes and the environment and climate. Homo erectus was also the most geographically widespread species. Apart from Homo sapiens, Homo sapiens erectus. He says, Homo sapiens. Homo erectus appeared in Africa about 2 million years ago. You hear that? Homo erectus, the white people's primary ancestor, came up in Africa about 2 million years ago. So I'm telling you how long that they're up in Europe and wasn't able to attain civility. You see? And they get some civility from the Homo, from the Neanderthals, and then were able to mingle with the black hybrid people. So the irony is they were not able to do no more than make a fire. What about all the civilized things that is in the world today? These white people want the world to think they are the ones that invent all of the civilized things in the world today, while they are confiscating the God's territory on the black people themselves. And they use all these crazy laws and use all these terrorist groups because they are making sure that they are going to rule the world. Now, my friends, come on. If we lay down in ignorance, these people will never go anywhere. They will never go anywhere because they don't have the civility to hold themselves responsible for anything. They think anything you have, they're entitled to have it. That's the way these white people culture, that's the way they are. They're sodomites. You know, see, where they love sex. You know, see, where they love sex. That's abominable. That's abominable. Why should we want these kind of people around us and think that there are somebody to be around us in America? Why did they come here? We are reversing it. Like, if we want something from them. And they come, they provide everything to destroy the black people. Because they're coming with immigration and all that. And we don't find out that all they're doing is make us dig a hole for them to bury us. If you can't tell them that A.D. Anadamani is uncivilized, they must get out of your territory, then you deserve for them to drive you into the abyss. Because they're not civilized. And it's the reason why they're doing all these nasty, immoral things and using that, you know, to make evil and good strive. Just the way they want you. You see, that's not what the history says. The history says that they came, the gods, the Elohim, came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens. Human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in heart, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zacharias Sitchin draws remarkable correlation between the events our civilization in millennia past pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning
of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods, indelibly written in stone. So, my friends, I bring it to you and explain to you the situation we are in. The white people is a problem in the world today. Okay? And there's no place else to put that. They are the problem in the world today. Right? And they have taken a large part of the black people who don't have no sense anymore to decide what is right from what is wrong. So, we have to do what we have to do, because we are the ones who have something at stake. And let's use the brain that we have. Use the brains that we have. These people are still not civilized, so why can't we have control? The control is here. Every single thing is here. We don't need nothing from these people. We need to just tell them to get out. And stop fooling around with their democracy. Get out of that. Read history and find out is the history of the civilized human world. It's not these white people world. They are not civilized. Never will. Not in our time. Okay? So they're going to tell you, they have this, they have that, they have this, they have that. Ask them for the jurisdiction of government. We have proven that they don't, you have no civilized government, because they use their law to kill us and to steal from us. And all of this atrocity, they have any government, right? So you know what you are to tell them, right? They don't know the difference between vagina and asshole. They don't know the difference. Okay? And if we can't tell them the truth, we don't need the God's help if we can't tell them the truth. You see? Because who are they? Who are these white people? They live and dead like everybody else, right? So, who are they that we must follow them around and preach the gospel and all those kind of stuff? And those things are just fuckeries, nonsense, stinks. Yes, I read over it. Homo erectus was also the most geographically widespread species, apart from Homo sapiens. Homo erectus appeared in Africa million years ago, evolving from either a late form of Australopithecus or one of the more primitive form of Homo. So they're saying now, before 2 million years ago, Homo erectus, who came out of Africa and go up into Europe, they evolved from an earlier Australopithecus, okay, or one of the, they're not so sure, of the primitive forms of the Homo genus. And went on to spread over there in Africa, in Europe. That's where they went and stayed. But do find out, what civilization did they develop? You see? And see whether or not they come here, they come and learn something from the African people, and that is what set them as the biggest criminal in the world today. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and hope that I say something that is of
value to you, and that's all I need, is to say something that somebody can go and build their knowledge on. You know what I mean? If I say anything for you to get a lead, that has to be a great thing, you know, to give a point on which reality turns. And that's all I need to talk about, because I am not content with the way things are going at all. Almost sad when I grew up in the church and find out that the church is old bunch of nasty white people church. You know, it's not religion. And why must we accept it like Christianity something? No, we'll be way down in the ditch down there somewhere. Right? And all they want to do is kill us and take everything that we have and go on living their life. That's what they want to do. Right? When it is easy for us to just destroy them with the truth. You take good care. And gonna play a soothing little tune. No Utah. Sherrod Atkins. Let's have it.